Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you enjoy this podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online, be sure to check out our other paranormal podcast, The Grave Talks, with new episodes every Monday and Tuesday. Just search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Now, here's a 15-minute preview of one of this week's episodes of The Grave Talks. Today on The Grave Talks, House of Evil, a conversation with Brandon Crotty. When your dog comes running up to you in the backyard with a human femur in his mouth, it's not going to end well. That's what the parents of Brandon Crotty experienced in their backyard when he was a child. Soon after finding the body of the wife of the former owner in the backyard, paranormal experiences would begin. Voices in the attic, pets fearing the basement, satanic symbols behind walls, being pinned to the bed. These were all normal experiences, quote-unquote, in that house. This is a story of the haunted childhood of Brandon Crotty, today on The Grave Talks.
Well, I grew up in a house in Pasadena, Maryland. That's where it all started. I was plagued by the paranormal ever since I was a child. We grew up in a household that when we moved in, we didn't know much about. Come to find out, there was a woman that was buried in our backyard. The man that used to live there, we don't know if he murdered her or what happened, some situation like that. So there was already that weird feeling like somebody died and they were buried in our backyard. This is creeping me out. I was a young kid and didn't understand too much of it. I started battling like anxiety, hearing things, feeling things, and seeing things that I couldn't explain. My family, like my parents, had experiences where they were hearing people inside the attic at night. The attic was moved. Sound like full-blown conversations. My brother experienced some things in the same room where the attic was, like the window shattering or opening on its own. I was experiencing things when I'd come home from school where I actually called the cops thinking somebody was breaking in, and there was nobody ever in there. Our dog was always barking and growling at things in the basement and was frightened to be alone in the household. And of course, nobody was telling me like, hey, this is paranormal stuff that's happening right now. Of course, I still didn't understand it. The biggest thing for me was when I was staying alone, I woke up in my bedroom and I felt like I was sedated, but I was awake, but kind of like in a dream state. And I saw three or four gray, long, tall figures standing around my bed. I still remember that image in my head. And it almost looked like grays. So this house was just full of activity. And there was some evil, evil experiences, like my grandmother being pinned down, screaming out for help, experiencing sleep paralysis and getting scratches.
Wow.
That's where it all started. And then watching the paranormal shows growing up, I always had an interest in it. And then I think when I lost my brother, not only did it bring faith into my life, but it brought me closer to the spiritual world.
Let's take a step back because I want to dissect some of the things that you talked about. There's a lot to unpack there. Let's go all the way back to the woman, the body in your backyard. Now, this is something that, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is, was it Funny Farm or what? There was Money Pit. It was one of those movies back in the 80s where they go in the garden and they find the casket in the garden. How did this transpire for your family where you discovered there was the body of a woman in your backyard?
Wow, it was crazy. I was so young. They try to keep it a secret. They tried to keep the whole like a secret on the block, basically, like nobody wanted to talk about it. So basically, the man that lived there, they think that he murdered his wife. That's who she was. But there was no evidence to prove it. So her being buried in that backyard, we moved in not knowing. I believe this is what caused a lot of the activity, to be honest. We found Ouija boards, symbols inside the attic. I don't know what he was up to or what he was conjuring, but I mean, just the fact that knowing somebody died in that household in our yard is freaking me out. But, you know, when I was inside there.
How did you guys though actually come across the body? Were you digging a garden? When what was the moment of discovery there for you?
It was our dog. Our dog was actually in the backyard, and he was pulling out something out of the ground. He undug something up out of the ground, which looked like a cover of sorts, something like a sheet or a big pellet sheet. That's what it looks like. So they got that out of the ground, and when they found out, they contacted whoever they contacted, like the cops and such. They found out there were still remains of a woman. So it was actually our dog.
So she wasn't buried 8 feet under or anything like that. She was actually pretty close to the surface, the fact that your dog was able to start digging up remains. So how did that, and I know you were a kid at the time, but I'm assuming years later, you probably heard more of the story. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I heard a little bit more as I got older.
So
my
tell me.
My family admitted to telling me. Like,
tell me more about the experience there. Where what actually transpired? Your dog starts bringing things out that are questionable, and they discover there's remains of a woman, and they discover this is the body of the wife of the former owner. How does that continue? Was the former owner still alive? Was there any sort of investigation into him as to why the body of his wife is in the backyard?
Now, I know that my parents told me there was an investigation, but they didn't get into details. I still don't know today if he got arrested, locked up. I don't know if he was alive. I'm not 100% sure on that. I do know they went into a deep investigation for it, and everybody kept it on the hush. But yeah, I'm not 100% sure.
Is that something you've ever looked into as an adult to try and I would think that'd be something you'd be very curious about.
Actually, recently, we're thinking about trying to find out how can we get back into my childhood home. Mm-hmm. We're trying to find out who lives there now and if they experienced anything. We're actually getting ready to work on like a season 3. So I'm thinking about filming and investigating my childhood home where this all happened.
So tell me more about life in the house. Let's go to the voices in the attic. That sounds like one of the first things, from what I understand, that you guys started to experience all individually. What were you hearing specifically? Can you walk me through a night or a day or whatever the situation was? What were you doing? What was the setting when you first started having those experiences?
So, for example, like if my mom was home alone, she would assume I was skipping school. I was hiding in the house because I did it a couple times. And she assumed those days she was hearing people upstairs. It was me or my friends that were hiding in the house, skipping school. So it sounded like anybody else just chilling upstairs, walking around. But it almost sounded like to me when I was hearing these voices, like full blown conversations, like if there was people living above us. Like if you're having a party, you live in an apartment, you can hear the people upstairs, and this is a condo. So nobody lived above this. So it almost just sounded like people were living up there. Mm-hmm. But there was times that I heard moaning. I've heard singing. And then you could hear the footsteps of somebody walking around. So, yeah, it was just like, think about it as a crowd of people. It would get to that point that loud.
When you
that not only me, but the family would hear.
When you would go into the attic to take a look, and I'm assuming somebody did that at some point, go, what is going on up here? Was anything ever disturbed? Was anything ever moved or out of place?
No, not a lot of things were moved. We found the Ouija board upstairs. We found a couple drawings on the wall that were symbols that I don't think I would know today what they were. Mm-hmm. I don't quite remember, but they were strange. There are some boxes, just a regular attic, some Christmas stuff, a lot of Halloween decorations, but they had the one in particular thing was the spirit board, finding that up there. That was strange.
Yeah. I mean, to find that's a, you know, I mean, it could be something innocent. It could be the former owner's kids, you know, that were up there messing around with it. But the fact that the wife's body is in the backyard, that makes you start to wonder, is there something more nefarious going on? and symbols on the wall, that's usually a step beyond the neighborhood kids playing with the Ouija board. When you look back on some of those things, and I do want to dive into more of the stuff that happened there, but I just want to get your perspective. All these years later, looking back, what do you think? It's just an opinion question, but what do you think was going on in that house that led to the death of this guy's wife, and she's buried in the backyard, and all the other signs and clues that you came across? What does your gut tell you?
He was into something darker, I think. I think he was something, maybe something influenced him to cause this to happen. If he did do this to his wife and he was the one that murdered her, I believe something influenced him there. I believe he was also playing with things that he shouldn't have been playing with. That's my belief. I do feel like, you know, after what I experienced, I felt and seen there, it was just really scary, man. It was, it felt like, I wouldn't say demonic, but it felt like he was headed towards that route if I would have stayed there longer. I mean, I even got sick when I stayed there. I ended up getting so sick with salmonella poisoning, they couldn't find out what did it. Like, it wasn't a food. It wasn't anything like that. Where I couldn't walk, they had me in a wheelchair for a short period of time. Something was evil there. And I believe, again, he was influenced by something. And like the Ouija board part, I can't confirm if it was just like something that was already there before him, or he had kids that played around with it, or he was doing something and going too deep into something that he couldn't get himself out of.
Hope you enjoyed this 15-minute preview of one of this week's two brand new episodes of The Grave Talks. To hear the rest and get new episodes every Monday and Tuesday right in your podcast feed, search The Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe, or visit thegravetalks.com.